I have to tell you, it was about 3 years ago, and I said I was going to save this for when we got on the air, but it was probably about 3 years ago, and I was here late one night running the games. We normally have one of the guys come, you know, comes in and starts running the game about 5:30 or 6, but I was here a little bit late, and I was running the game, and, you know, I was kind of halfway paying attention, and it was da-da-da-da-da, and ace this, and da-da-da-da, and ace that, and ace this, and, oh, Coach Ricky this, and, you know, and I got off the next morning, and I came straight to Shannon, and I said, I don't know Ace Austin, but I need to. I said, that girl needs to play for Alabama. And Shannon just being, you know, the cool, you know, just sports director cool, not trying to show favoritism as he does, you know, he was like, you just never know. Mm. And again, that's been probably about 3 years ago. Yes. And you were all over it, doing just up and down the court, phenomenal. But as we do know, now you're going to go to Alabama. You're going to spend some time playing in T-Town, and I'm so excited about that. But I want to start with Dad, because I want you, Ricky, to tell me, I mean, when was it that she had the basketball in her hand as early as you can remember?
Oh, it goes way back.
Yeah, but, I'm sure.
With her mom being my assistant coach and me being the head coach, all of our children was basically raised on Spring Garden gym floor.
See, I didn't know that. So your mom is an assistant coach. Right. I did not know that. Well, you talk about a real family affair then. Yes. And you've got brothers.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I know I had read that you've been playing for Spring Garden since, what, seventh grade. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, was she two or three toddling around, dribbling a ball around?
Yeah, crawling around with her diapers on.
Playing with the basketball.
Trying to simulate what was going on the court. And but, yeah, probably around second grade, third grade is when, it started becoming apparent that
She had some skills, maybe something special.
Yes.
And you and your wife, let's give you a little kudos, because you and your wife had some skills, and y'all both played at Jacksonville State.
My wife did. Okay. I played at Southern Union Junior College for 2 years.
Gotcha.
But I graduated, got my bachelor's from Jacksonville State.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. My mom was a big Jacksonville State gal, so I was thinking that you had some time there, and so you really you come by this naturally, big time. This is in the family for sure. Did you learn a lot, I guess, obviously, from your brothers? I mean, they had to have, like, toughened you up a little bit.
I would say most of the things I have learned is from my brothers playing in the backyard. Yeah. And all their friends coming over to their house and play. I was like, I've got to play, too. So that's how I've grown up, you know. I always wanted to play. So they're like, well, once you can get on our level,
you can
play. So.
Well, now can you beat them?
Now they won't play me. So.
Yay! Good for you, girl. That does not surprise me. I thought, these days, she can probably beat the brothers. That is for sure. All right. Well, you know what? I have to ask, too, what is it like, and I'll ask this on both sides, what is it like having Dad is your coach? Pretend he's not sitting right there. I mean, do you feel like he's a little tougher on you? It's kind of what I would think.
He definitely is. He holds me to a different standard, but it's the good way. I mean, he's going to push you to – he pushes me to a different level, and I wouldn't be able to get to another level if he wasn't right here by my side. So I definitely have reached a different level throughout the years. And, I mean, if my dad wasn't my coach, then I definitely wouldn't be right here.
And, Dad, that has to make you proud hearing her say that.
Absolutely. And on the flip side of that, she's pushed me to a different standard because of her skill set and her determination. She knew everything I knew at a young age about basketball, so I've had to, challenge myself as well. So it's been a pretty good little package working together.
You guys go good together. Yeah. You know, that's sweet to hear. I love that. All right, well, there was a big deal this week, and I thought, well, I'll ask them about this and see what they think. Obviously, I'm a Bama gal. I grew up in Atlanta, like we were talking about, but I did graduate from Tuscaloosa. I was on that field a lot. I twirled, you know, like we were talking about and whatnot, so I have some time invested over there, but this week was a big to-do because Coach Nate sat Mark Sears down. Mm-hmm. And so I know you guys know, you know, what I'm talking about. His mother, it's all been some bad, you know, and everybody's talked a little bit about this, but I thought, I wonder if Ace has had to deal with this. Have you? Because we all have a bad day.
Right.
Or there's those days when you're not shooting every three-point shot, or, you know, you're just a little off. So do you recall a time, Ricky, when you sat her down, maybe trying to teach that lesson?
Probably not. Ace has been very, very coachable.
And consistent.
Yeah, she holds herself at her own standard. And
I love that.
And she, you know, when she realizes when she's not playing up to that standard, and I can tell that when she changes her mindset and she's disappointed in herself. So I've been blessed that, you know, that she can fix it herself most of the time. And, you know, that's easy to coach
that
way. But, you know, we've had those conversations. My hard coaching to her, her seventh grade year was in the state championship game, and she was kind of a little bit deer in the headlights, you know, big stage for
a seventh
grader.
Well, that's what I was going to say, first time.
And so right before halftime.
As a seventh grader, I mean, really.
Right before halftime, I called her over to the bench, and I said, if you don't start scoring, we're going to get beat in the second half. And
did that light the little fire that you needed?
It definitely did, because the second half was my half.
And she tore it up after that.
I think she had 14 points the second half, and we come from behind one state, and she was very instrumental in, you know, making that happen. So,
yeah.
But that's kind of the way I've had to, you know, maybe discipline her, was challenge her.
I love it. Well, the challenge worked, obviously, and has continued to work. I mean, so Dad's doing good. In a studio with Ace Austin and her dad and coach Ricky Austin, and you are Spring Garden's all-time basketball career-leading scorer. So, hello, Dad lighting that fire in seventh grade.
For sure.
Has done a pretty good thing here, and the points just keep coming, and you've got a chance to get a lot more. We'll talk about that, but do you know exactly how many points? Are you one of those people that knows I have 38,000 some odd points? Because I've read you've got a whole lot of points like that.
I do, but...
Tell the truth.
I'm not one of them that's going to go and look at the stat book right after the game.
Gotcha.
To be honest, I could care less about my stats throughout the stat board as long as we win.
A good team player too, Dad. You gotta love that.
So, I mean, I knew I was getting close to the record just because my brothers and I heard my mom and them talk about it. I knew I was getting close, but after I broke it, I really didn't know I broke it. We were standing up there, and I was like, "What is this for?"
Well, I wondered too if you found out like in the middle of a game that you broke the record.
I did not know I had broke it till right after when they had presented it. We were standing in the court, and I was like, looked over to Dad. I said, "What's this for?" And he told me, and I was like, "Oh, wow.
So sweet and humble. Oh, wow. Yes, that's pretty good." Well, you know, the thing is, you've got a chance, like we talked about, to get a whole lot more because regular season is over. Tournament play begins, I think, for you guys Saturday.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And I know you've played the same team. Didn't you beat the same team the past 2 years in the championship game? Is it Hazel Green? Is that the same one?
No, it's Marion County.
Marion County. Okay, so they're probably thinking, please, we don't want to see Ace Austin anymore. We don't want to see those Austin folks. But who do you play this coming up this Saturday to start things off?
This Saturday will be against Galesville.
Okay.
And then Monday will be the area championship. And then that Friday will be sub-region.
Gotcha.
So it's... going by pretty quick.
Well, let's ask Dad. Are they ready? Are they looking good?
Well, we started today.
Are you feeling
today.
Positive?
You know, we had our last regular season game Monday, so I give them off yesterday, let them enjoy, because once the grind starts, it's a long grind.
And it's game and game and game.
Yeah, so, you know, we've got 3 weeks, if you survive through the next 3 weeks,
right,
to get to the Final Four.
Gotcha.
So, you know, there's still a lot of prep time. It can, you know, improvement can still take place, but at the same time, we still got to stay motivated
understand what we're there for. And how do you keep them motivated every single game? When you've been this good, and you guys have been really good for years now, how do you keep them punching along?
Well, that's kind of why they are who they are. They're kind of internally driven group.
Yeah,
I've got five seniors. They grew up together, young age, and they've been competitors,
playing
and
for a while
they love
together.
Challenges. They love being put against the
best of the best.
Yes, and you know, anytime it's been made hard for them, difficult, they've never.
They hadn't backed
tried
down.
To back down.
See, that's why she's going to where the legends are made, as we say. Legend here, Carly Morgan. Legend in the making. We have got Ace Austin. I love it. In studio with Ace Austin from Spring Garden and the Lady Panthers, soon to be playing for Christy in T-Town. And she's kind of got it going on too. I mean, Alabama's looking good this year. We're number 22. Liking it. So, and what Shannon just keeps saying is things are going to get better when Ace is there. When Ace is there, things are going to get better. So we laughed and I told you, please remember us little people. When you get over to T-Town, come back home. And I mean, do you get a chance to watch a lot? Did you see them play South Carolina? Because that's been the ladies, the Gamecocks in the SEC has been, you know, kind of that standard here. And it's like, we looked good. We gave him a little bit of a run there. And I thought, you know what, we are getting tougher, and this lady is definitely going to help for sure. But you've got more business, I know, to take care of this year before you get over to Tuscaloosa. And I also heard that, I wanted to throw this out too, I'm not sure how much you guys have talked about it yet, but you've got a camp coming up, right?
I sure do.
Yay! Yes. Is this your first time you will have done this?
It is.
Okay, so tell everybody about this. If you've got younger ones, is it girls and boys, or
it's
just for the girls?
Girls and boys.
It's both.
It's
okay.
From young ages all the way up to older ages through 17-year-olds.
Okay.
At Sand Mountain Park.
So there's no chance for me, Ace. I've done my thing.
You can come join.
I can come cheer you guys on, right?
So,
okay.
It'll be great. And
from little ones all the way up. Now, where are you doing the camp?
It's in Albertville, Sand Mountain Park.
Okay.
It's a nice facility.
And this is coming up, of course. You will have graduated at that point. It'll be before you go off to Tuscaloosa and start getting your wings spread out there. But it's in June, right? So can you go ahead and tell everybody the dates, how they maybe can find out about it?
I believe it's June 16th.
I think it's the 16th through the 18th.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's that. And we're still trying to get everything settled in for it. I know Coach Curry will be coming for a day or so.
Oh,
so
nice.
All the kids will enjoy that, of course.
Absolutely.
But, well, it'll be good. It'll be really helpful for all the kids through older ages. I mean, I've worked a lot of camps, so I've learned a lot through my years. And what I've known growing up as a kid, what I need. So you can
teach some of the ones coming up. What would you tell, you know, the little ones out there that are listening that, you know, think, I really want to do this. I want to be like Ace, or I want to be like Caitlin Clark. I mean, talk about women's basketball. She's taking it to a whole new level. And
I was once a kid too, wanting to be someone else. And I've had a lot of kids come up to me and say, well, I want to be like you one day.
And that's got to make your heart melt.
It does. It means a lot. And it makes me look back and say, I was once a kid saying, except I was like, I want to be like Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And, you
that's
know.
That's a good one.
But look where I've grown now. I've set him. I've always looked up to him.
Have you gotten in touch with him?
I have not. It'd be nice, though. It'd be nice.
You need to. Wait until you start tearing it up at, you know, over on the hard court at Alabama, and then you message him, and I bet you hear back. I mean, gosh.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, absolutely. But, okay, well, so when you have more information about the camp, you guys get that to me, and we'll help promo it right here for you on WEIS.
Awesome.
But, I mean, such a great role model, Dad, and, you know, such an amazing player, too. You've really done good with her. Before you guys get out of here, because I know that you have got places to go and you know, practice all that good stuff. How often do you practice every day? Other than you gave them to
pretty
you said
much,
yesterday
yes,
off.
Got yesterday off, but pretty much so every day, and even on off days, several of these girls go to the gym on their own and get extra weight workouts or extra shots up, and that's kind of just who they are. They know.
And that's why they've done as well as
absolutely.
They've done. And that mentality is going to work for you, my dear, at that wonderful place that you're going. All right. Well, let's play. I do this when all my little wall of musicians and folks come in. I play what I call my lightning round.
All right.
So being a newbie, and I hope that you get a chance to come back on the show, you know, many more times over your career. You're welcome anytime. We would love to have you back. But this is really quick and easy and painless, I hope. I'll try to make it. But basically, I give you a couple choices. And I throw these out, and you're quickly supposed to tell me which you prefer.
Alrighty.
So, as she is not of legal age, we've changed some of our choices, Dad. And, you know, but I typically start with blondes or brunettes. So, if we were talking about dating, do you have a
brunettes,
significant other?
Brunettes, there we go.
Can I ask, do you have a significant other before we start playing?
I do not.
You do not?
I do not.
I'm just saying, everybody. You heard it here. All right. So she says brunettes for sure. Or what about coffee or tea? Do you drink either
tea.
One? Okay. What about pizza or pasta?
pasta.
Steak or seafood?
Steak.
She's doing good. She's answering quick. Some of these people come in, they're like, well, huh? I'm like, we don't have 30 minutes for this, guys. It's a lightning round. What about cake or pie? And she doesn't eat much of it because I'm looking at her. I don't believe that she eats much of it. What about if you could go to the beach or the mountains?
Beach.
Okay. Country music or pop music?
Country music.
Yes!
Country music.
All right. What if I said then Luke Combs or Luke Bryan?
Luke Combs.
What if I said Carrie Underwood or Shania?
Carrie Underwood.
What if I said Reba or Dolly?
Dolly.
George Strait or George Jones?
George Strait.
I love it. I love it. She's doing so good. What if I say she's got to get this one right? Auburn or Alabama?
Alabama, roll time.
That a girl. We had to get that in. Do you have, and the last couple of questions, do you have a lucky charm? Or do you have some kind of ritual that you do, like before the game? Kind of, sort of, maybe?
Not too much. I just like sitting in my locker before a game, listening to the music as a team.
Okay.
As a team, not an individual. Okay. I like for all of us to come together and share our energy to each other because...
All right, gotcha. Because I was going to ask you if you had, you know, the football players are warming up on the sidelines before the games with the headphones on, they got the beats on, and they're listening to whatever their hype song is. What is your hype song? If you're listening to, you know, you're by yourself, but you're, you know, hyping yourself up, what are you going to be listening to?
Well, you see, I listen to all types of music.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm a country girl, but in the locker room, we like to listen to some, like...
Hip-hop, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. We like to listen to, sometimes it's the old Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Or, you know,
okay.
So, it's nothing, no... bad songs. There's a lot of country songs. Before we played Hazel Green, you know, we had the jitters, you know, it was a big game.
Yeah.
We couldn't get nothing to calm us down. So, you know, one of us was like, all right, there's only one thing that's going to help this. So we went and put on church music. And I'm talking about.
And it was like the Lord came through for you.
Me and Maggie, we were just sitting there and. We put it on and was like, man, we're actually pretty calm now. So we was like, all right, it's going to be a good game.
I love it. I love it. So you know what? Whatever works, that is what you do. If you could go pro in any sport other than women's basketball, what would it be?
Volleyball.
Okay. And you play volleyball, obviously. Okay. What game is she not good at? What is she just really not good at? Because she's so good at so many things. She is a beautiful, talented young lady, and she can play, but there's got to be something she's not good at.
You don't want to play her in ping pong.
She's good at ping pong.
Billards struggles with a pool stick in her hand.
Struggles with pool. What about, I was thinking, they might. Do you play golf? Have you ever tried to golf?
Say
I'm not good.
Golf.
Me either, so we can play together.
We go, and I like to go and hit them. I do that during the summer.
We can play putt-putt.
Yeah, that's what I prefer.
Well, I knew there had to be something that was just not your sport, because you're so good at so many things. And you've already pretty much answered this one. I said, you know, what athlete would you love to meet?
You said
Steph? Would that be it?
There's a lot, but yeah. I think just because when I was little, that's... When I was on YouTube, I would just always watch Steph Curry on YouTube, and I still consider him as one of the greatest point guards of all time. And I think that, I mean, times have changed. There's a lot of good people now, but you got to stick with who helped you grow up through your years. So
she's a wise young lady here. I love it. What about a female athlete?
Definitely. I grew up with Sabrina Ionescu, who played at Oregon, but... Obviously, Caitlin Clark is the face of
basketball. Well, I almost was going to ask you, are you, you know, and not everybody has to be a Caitlin Clark fan, but boy, like I said, she really has transformed taken ladies basketball to a whole nother level. So I will tell you that I still have a lot of contact with folks in Tuscaloosa. Different, you know, different people over there and boosters and sponsors and whatnot or whatever. And they are excited about you.
Oh, good.
So we are really excited. And now that I've met you, I'm even more excited because you're just a sweetheart. Dad, again, you and Mom, give Mom a hug too.
I sure will.
Because you've done so good. But just, you know, continued success. Go get them in tournament play, because if you guys get far enough along, the games start coming on in the afternoon, and then I get to run them, and I get to listen, so I can be cheering for you right here from my air chair or whatever. But please, seriously, you know, stay in touch. Let me know more about the camp when it gets a little bit closer.
Ma'am.
We'll
put
that out there for you, and continued success. Thanks for coming to see us.
Thank you.
This has been fun. Thanks
a lot. Absolutely. Ace Austin and Ricky Austin, go Spring Gardening. Roll Tide. Give us a Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Atta girl.
Check, 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 check. Check your mama's gas. Check, 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 check. Check your mama's gas.